My naam is Neville D en vandag gesels ek met iemand wat diep spore in die gemeenskap getrap het. Hy is tans 'n raadslid in Mitchells Plain en in die verlede was hy betrokke by die Cape Town Drug Counseling Center. Om naam is Ashley Potts. Hallo Ashley.
My goeie Neville, dit is so lekker om weer saam met julle te vertoef. Baie dankie vir die uitnodiging.
Absoluut. Ashley, ons het baie om oor te praat en kom ons spring weg. Ek wil by jou weet, wat beteken die woord roeping vir jou?
Dis diep iets, ne? Ja, dit is, ek gaan maar oorswaai na Engels en my Afrikaans raak baie gauw op en dan kan ek om my beter verduidelik.
Sure.
For me, the calling is specific to who I am as a person and what it is that God himself has kind of impressed on you.
Yeah.
And from a very young age already, I had a lot of prophecies on my life and the direction was always to serve in the arena of young people, to be a voice to young people and also to be a light and an example to young people. So I then embarked on a journey to upskill myself, and it's been my lifetime mission to improve in my own ability so that I can develop and help other people. So I went and studied theology so that I can be a pastor in the youth community.
Sure.
My calling is an A calling, and I want the listeners out there to hear this. A calling is what God gives to you as an individual, and it will not be different to that which he has gifted you with. It is your ability, your purpose, your vision, your passion, that which you are excited about. Mm-hmm. That's what drives you and wakes you up in the morning.
Wow, okay. Sure, powerful.
So dit kom hier die roeping.
Ja.
Wat ons elkeen op ons lewe het.
En voel jy dat jy tans in jou roeping staan?
Ja, jy het voorheen genoem dat ek by die Cape Town Drug Counseling Center was en ek voel dit is, jy weet wat ek wil graag doen en ek het dit geniet. En nou vind ek myself as 'n raadslid in 'n gemeenskap hier in Mitchells Plain. Wat ook by jou hart, na my hart is, do I feel I am in my calling? I would say undoubtedly yes.
Sure.
You know, when you serve in your calling, it doesn't matter what the vehicle is, your vision and passion still continue. You don't shift from what it is God has called you to do. So I'm serving people, and the vehicle right now, for the past 10 years before I became a counselor, was the Cape Town Drug Counseling Center. And that was a vehicle that I thoroughly enjoyed and still continue to connect from time to time with. But as a counselor now in the city of Cape Town, I have an ability to serve people. and the only fun part of it is I get paid to do it. It's still part of my gift and my calling and my ministry, but it's now also part of the career path that God has led me to.
Beautiful, beautiful. Vir ons mense en luisteraars wat nog nie weet wat 'n raadslid doen nie, wat is die verantwoordelikheid van 'n raadslid?
Ek luister na ander mense se probleme. So Neville, dit is 'n groot vraag, ja, dit is 'n goeie een.
Sure.
Die raadslid is a go-between the city of Cape Town and the community. Kind of like hiding between the two factors.
Yeah.
So I get the information from residents, but oftentimes also I go out and look for what are the concerns in my area, in my ward, potholes, dumping, trees cut, all these kind of concerns. But more than that, it is to try and bring services closer to the people. This morning, we've got a financial institution at the office, and they are providing some financial advice to individuals and businesses. So it came out of a ask from people in community. I'm in debt. I'm struggling with finances. So I then go out and listen to that concern, and I find a valuable service provider that we can bring closer to the people that they can also get access to. So I am that the ward counselor. He helps the residents to be able to get contact or access to services that they ordinarily would struggle to get to.
Right. So that's miskien nou iemand wat nou as luister en hy hoor ons praat oor roeping en calling En hulle dink, wat die hel moet ek doen? Hoe kom een mens daar? Ek wil by jou hoor, was daar tyd wat jy gevoel het, wat jy gewonder het? Wat is my roeping en wat moet ek doen om daar te kom?
Ja, jy kry so, ek wil gesê het so een wave van concern.
Ja.
Maar ek moet amper sê het tsunami van concern.
Ja.
As jy so aangeval word, en you as a counselor, people seem to not understand the role, and as a result, when you take on all of the burdens of others,
yeah,
you could feel like, is this really my calling?
Mm.
Is ek regtig in my roeping? And that would be a very disheartening or disillusioning. So wat vir my baie help is dat ek weet dat dis nie my werk nie.
Yeah.
Dis die Here se werk.
Ja. Yeah.
Ek is maar instrument, ek is 'n vessel wat die Here gebruik. So there are many, many times that you sit there in your car and you wonder, what am I doing? the voice reminds you, your inner man, to say, man, you're serving the calling of you on
sure.
your life.
Sure.
And so serving people remains the pivotal. And you must remain focused on what it is that you believe God has called you for.
Yeah.
If you lose the focus and you become too concerned or consumed with the problems of others, your boundaries are not clear enough, you'll find yourself overwhelmed.
Sure.
So stay focused and stay close to the connection with the living source, which is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And you'd be able to then help to come back onto that path where you know what you're supposed to do.
Sure. Beautiful. Beautiful. Ons fokus natuurlik in November as Radio Tygerberg op mans en manne in die huis, vaders. Maar die vraag is vir wat van jong, die vraag is hoekom is jong mans hulle ken nie hulle roeping nie en hulle weet nie hoe om dit te ontdek nie. Hulle weet nie hoe om dit te ontdek nie. Hoekom sukkel jong mans so om hulle roeping te ontdek?
Sure. Ja, dis 'n mooi enewel. Dit is vir elke jong persoon 'n bietjie van 'n stryd. Veral as hulle
Jammer, Ashley, jy het nou weggebreek. Begin weer by, dit is vir elke jongman so 'n stryd. Begin weer daar.
Oké. Okay. Ja, goed, jong Neville, dit is vir elke jongman 'n stryd om te ontdek wat sy roeping is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time I find that speaking to a lot of young people or people that feel the urge to go into full-time ministry even before they really heard the voice of God call them. And they miss the mark by doing so. And so I try to, you know, encourage them on this one aspect. It is important for you to hear from God.
Yes.
But two, understand that your calling is linked to your skills and your ability.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be called to an area of duty if it's not your calling.
Yeah.
So you need to become very confident in your call because it is linked to the gifts and skills that God has given you. Very often we see a picture of what we think a calling should be.
Yeah.
And it is somebody else's calling, and we find ourselves diverting from God's call on our own lives because we're living in another man's shadow.
Sure.
We're mimicking what God has called someone else to do. And we aspire to be like him or her. And there's nothing wrong with having mm-hmm. role models. But that would not be what it is God has intended for you. Your calling is specific to your gifts and skill set and also what you are passionate about. And I think the other factor that is critical is they surround themselves with the wrong people.
Yeah.
You need to be in fellowship with the believers. You also need to make sure that you have a mentor that is not afraid. Is he bang om jou op jou agterste te skop?
Yes.
He will tell you what you need to know, so not what you want to hear. And a mentor for me, from early in my life, I've had mentors in different seasons of my life,
yeah.
And some has continued and continues up to this day. Like Jeremy Clampett, he's once a month religiously I see him. As a mentor that helps guide me in both my vocation and also my calling.
Wow, I love that. I love that. Jy het so 'n bietjie aan dit geraak. So ek wil by jou hoor, wat spesifiek het vir jou gehelp om jou roeping te vind? En wat sal jy sê aan iemand wat nou luister, wat nou wonder hoe maak ek? Wat sal jy sê?
Ja, dis 'n lekker een in die level. Soos die eenvoudige antwoord is, spandeer tyd met die woord.
Right.
Ja, kry jou antwoorde van die woord van ons Here Jesus. So get into the word of God, read your Bible, follow those instructions. Sometimes men can say things over you and you would take that as the word of God, but it's not.
Yeah.
Hear from the Lord himself through the word of God. You won't find a better instruction for your own direction in life. But I think it is important also to note that it comes to having that peace that it's a Galatians 5 for me, having that peace that surpasses all understanding. There was a time in 1982 where I first had that grapple in my life, and then God, there was a clear call on my life, and this was my testimony, and then I wanted to understand where to, Lord, with who do I continue this. Then I had four different organizations all come to me in that same week. It was, I said to the Lord, Father, what are you doing? You're confusing me now. All these options, there's Christian Union, Y3C, Youth for Christ, and the church,
sure,
all asking, would you like that? I'll never forget it.
Sure.
Then I became quiet again. I spent a lot of time at the beach. Whenever I got a gap, I just went to, because we live close to the beach, and I would just say, Lord, help guide me. What do I do? And then the Lord very clearly spoke to me and gave me Galatians 5. And it says, and the peace of the Lord, or peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will rule and guide your heart. And for me, that is critical. Again, back to the start, getting to the word and stay focused on the word.
Sure.
And allow the peace of God to guide you. Because you know what? This is the interesting thing. It's not what your plan is. It's what his plan is.
Sure.
And I say this because at that time, I had an idea of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And each of those four was in the same line that I wanted to do it in. But then the least of the entries that I wanted to consider was the one that God led me to, and that was Scripture Union.
Sure.
And that was the last on my list, I kid you not.
Yeah.
And yet God called me in there, and ever since I've been a part of Scripture Union and youth work.
Yeah, that is powerful. It's amazing hoe God ons weg, ons, wat is hy skryf, het sê, ons beplan, many other plans in a man's heart,
but
the purpose of God will prevail. And this clearly wat hier gebeur. Powerful.
Definitely.
Ja.
Ja, ek kon nie verkeerde, die richting gekies het, en ek sou baie frustrated gewees het.
Ja. Ja, that's powerful. Yeah. Nou, as jy nou Labios ingeskakel het, ek gesels met Ashley Potts. Sy is raadslid in Mitchell's Plain, en in verlede was sy betrokke by die Cape Town Drug Counseling Center. Ashley, ek het nog so 'n paar vraagies om vir jou te vra. Nou, wat dink jy is die rol van 'n man in die gemeenskap waarin hy staan?
Ja, hey, dis een lekker jy, ek sien jy lekker hem op die man.
Yes.
'n man in die gemeenskap moet 'n voorbeeld wees.
Ja.
Vir my is het uiters belangrik dat as jy nie 'n voorbeeld is in jou eie gesin nie,
dan
kan jy nie 'n voorbeeld wees vir die gemeente nie.
Mm.
So, integrity is a critical, aspect of it. If I'm not going to display the characteristics or the attributes that Christ has given me, I'm going to find it hard to help direct the path of those in community that needs my help.
Yeah.
So your example, which is going to make room for others to become, in line with what it is God wants for them. So I think very definitely it's to be an example and also to be present. You can't be an example from a pulpit.
Mm.
You can't be an example from an office.
Sure.
You need to be an example in the community. So you need to be present and be visible. Very often I remember back in the day in church, I do the announcement or the offering And there was one that I even had to, I was meant to preach.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for the preacher. And the preacher's not in the church. And where was I? Because while I was standing worshiping at the back of the church there, I see the smoke welling up in the field opposite the church.
Yeah.
And I immediately made my way there. And it was a few young people that was busy lighting up a dakhazol. Cannabis. And for me, my church has always been the community.
Right.
And so I would walk up immediately to a problem, and I would just be very much the Christ that they need to hear. And so I would just engage in a gentle, graceful manner to ensure that they know I'm there for them.
Yeah.
And right up until this day, if there's problems in an area, I try to make it my duty to get in the car and go to the area and just be a voice of reason and also just be an example to try and assist how I can.
Sure. That is amazing. En ek hoor wat jy sê, so as 'n man, ons praat nou van die rol van 'n man in die gemeenskap, dit begin alles in die huisgesin, hè?
Oh, definitief. I mean, ek wil soveel raas maak daaroor, want as jy nie 'n man is vir jou vrou nie, en wat ek bedoel is, I mean, jy sorg vir haar, jy kyk na haar, jy maak haar jou queen, dan kan jy nie vir anders in die gemeenskap ook die voorbeeld voorstel nie, want jy doen dit nie jouself nie.
Yeah.
So it's important for you to, as a husband, as a father, to show that model so that they can learn. Ek wil soveel hieroor sê, the challenges in our community stems from the wrongs in our home. And we absolutely, as men, need to stand up and be visible and really start being Christ in our home so that we can be Christ in our street.
Sure. I love that. I love that. Daar's 'n man wat nou na ons luister en hy dink, hy hoor nou vir my, hy hoor vir jou, en hy dink dit is mooi, is pragtig, is awesome, is inspirerend wat ons sê, maar wat doen ek vandag? Hoe maak ek, wat kan ek vandag doen om 'n verskil te maak? Want baie van het Ashley kan bietjie baie overwhelmed kling en ouens weet nie waar om te begin nie. Simpel goedjies, wat is die simpel goed wat ou vandag kan doen om 'n verskil te maak net daar wat hy nou is?
Dit gaat makkelijker klink as het is werkelijkheid.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to say this. Be the Christ that you've been called to be where you are. Serve from where you are. Denzel Smith, I remember one of our board members at Ethel's Place some time back, he has a whole series on leading from where you are. You don't have to be in a position or have a title.
Yeah.
And in fact, I want to say this as a byproduct. Forget your title if you've got one, because it's just an office, an ability or a skill or a vehicle God's given you to be a bigger servant.
Mm.
So you, the higher the office, the more the degree of service that you have to display. So if you are wondering, as a man, how can I follow my calling? My advice to you is to serve from where you are. And I'm going to simplify that very quickly to say, use the garage where you go and fill in petrol, and be the light to those petrol attendants.
Sure.
You know, love on them. Show appreciation to them. When you go to the supermarket, appreciate the cashier and the shelf packer, and listen to the need of a person in front or behind you. And, you know, the third one is a very simple one that I go today, and people, I think they've gotten used to this tactic, and they know what is happening when I do it without me saying I'm doing it. So wherever I go, I usher in the presence of the living God into that environment.
Yeah.
So you don't have to say it, but you coming in there with a full, army of the Lord upon you.
Yeah.
And so when you go into any street, you pray, constantly pray.
Wow.
Pray God's peace over that community. Pray God's peace over that homes. Even the drug houses.
Yeah.
Pray God's anointing over that house. So wherever you are, you don't have to be in a position of leadership to do this. Serve where you are. God has placed you there for a reason, and it's not just to live there or to exist. It is to be the change agent that home or community needs. And I hope that would help somebody to really make some strides into changing their own environment. You can, I think I would want to say lastly, yeah. Volunteer where you can.
Yeah.
Render your services.
Yeah. I love that. I love what you said, that serve where you are. Wherever God placed you, didn't just put you there to exist, but you can serve wherever you are. Ashley, dit is nou gesoute en gesalfde woorde. Dit was baie, baie lekker om saam met jou te gesels. En ek wil net voor jy tot sien sê, enige laaste woorde vir ons luisteraars?
Ja, wel, eerstens wil ek weer eens dankie sê vir Radio Tygerberg. En julle is een span van miljoene. Ek is lief vir wat julle doen. Ek hou van julle mens. Julle is amper familie vir my. So, wat ek wil sê vir die luisteraars daar buiten wat nou aangesluit het, it is, you know, your vision and your passion that is going to make the difference wherever you are. Hmm. Christ has given you a specific duty. Don't go and follow a man's path.
Sure.
Serve in a way that Christ will be honored through your serving. And as a result, your credential or your credit or your elevation mm-hmm. will be seen or come through that. You don't have to try to fight for position. God didn't give you the, man didn't give me position. It is God that creates that and opens that door.
Yes.
If it was up to man, I would still probably not be where I am.
Right.
Definitely not. Selling newspapers maybe or whatever it is, but that could be someone's calling too.
Yeah.
So serve in a way that you honor Christ, not man. That's critical. If you forget anything else, it brings you back to the word. Serve for the purpose of honoring Christ, because he says in his word that if you do so, he will lift you up.
Wow. Beautiful. Daai was baie, baie prachtig. Ashley, weer eens, baie dankie. En ons praat gou weer.
Lieflik. Goed gaan, Neville.
Okay, thanks.
Ek waardeer die oproep.
Baie dankie, Ashley. Thank you so much.